For the Fields, Wednesday's protest at the Capitol was a family affair. Kaylin Fields and her mom, Catherine, are decked out in visors and masks to stay cool in the 90-degree heat and stay protected from the coronavirus and the crowd of hundreds of people. They show me their signs.
Mine says we all bleed the same color.
Get your knees off our neck.
It's some of the Fields' first time at a protest after the nation erupted in rallies and marches when George Floyd, a black Minneapolis man, was killed by a white police officer. They drove from Holt to march.
Just the injustices against black people and the murder and the killings, just unjustified, and we just want to be treated just like everyone else.
That to show that black people are more than just slaves, and that people are going to have to understand that because we're not going anywhere. We're not going to be silent. We're going to preach what is right for us.
Kaylin's big sister, Marchetta Bettis, has protested before after Mike Brown was killed in St. Louis and Eric Garner was killed in New York. When I ask her what changes she wants to come out of this, her answer is simple. Two words.
The future. We want the future to change because obviously the past and the present's not working. And so the future is just to be heard and to be acknowledged, to be loved, to be honored, to be respected, to not be feared, you know, for my sister can grow up and not have to have the same issues that I might have had or my mother had or my brother or my aunt, anything. So we just want the future to be better for this generation and generations on.
For their mom, Catherine, she's hoping for small changes in her everyday life.
For me, I want us to be able to walk the streets without fear, to be able to, you know, I don't want to have to worry about, you know, my kids not making it home safely, or if I'm in a car that I'm afraid when the police is behind me that I might not see the next day. So it's important that these changes, you know, happen now so, you know, that we won't continue to have the same issues with, you know, police murdering and violence against black and brown people.
Her younger daughter, Kaylin, still embraces, says she just wants people to know black people aren't dangerous.
I want people to know that black people aren't a threat. We're not going to hurt you. We're just trying to make a change because in the past few years, we don't want to have to live in fear that we might get caught or that people are just coming at us. And we just want people to understand that we do bleed the same blood. We still are people. We should still be treated like them, too.
At the end of our conversation, the Field's friend from Holt, Beverly Boatley, comes in holding a sign with a smiling young black man. It's her grandson, Elijah Boatley, who was shot and killed last year by police in Arizona. She has a list of specific reforms on her mind.
What I'd like the people to know is, thank you, the doctrine of qualified immunity. Most people have never heard of this. This is the doctrine that is allowing officers to kill us at will with impunity. We need to address this doctrine, and we need to address the people that interpret it, who are the judges, the district attorneys, and others, okay?
Boatley also wants body cams, timely reporting, and easier access to police disciplinary records. But she wants people to know she's not out here advocating to abolish the police.
And let me say this, I am not an angry individual. I don't hold anger towards these people, but I do want them held accountable. And I do have people in my family that are in the criminal justice system. So, you know, don't think that just because my grandson was involved in this that, you know, I somehow hate the police. I wish that the police that are not involved in this type of thing would come out and stand with us and purge the departments from these people.
For the Fields family and Miss Boatley, they're marching for change so things can be better for Kaylin and her brothers than they were for Elijah or Marchetta. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.